Great. I'm recording. The metronome counted me in.
So good. I want you to be on beat during our episode this week.
Yeah. Thanks. I just straight up failed that exam.
What was the topic?
Advanced Bayesian modeling.
Oh, duh, of course.
Yeah, that I don't know if you know anything about that, but yeah. Here's
obviously
the thing.
I
never took a stats class in college. And then when I started this program, they had the elective of like intro to stats. I took that, did fine. And now I'm in stats 578.
Naturally, sure.
So as you can imagine, it is a little difficult.
If I were you, I would simply be good at stats.
I do well on the homeworks, so I feel like it's okay. Like I understand the material and can apply it. I just the testing is like it's a lot of trivia. It's a lot of like, did you memorize the right things from the lectures? And that to me is just frustrating. Because it's just not how any of this works. Like, I can understand the value in making you learn it, but straight up failed.
Nice.
But some classmates and I last night scrolled all the way up in the class Slack to this time last year, and everybody also failed the midterm then, and it got curved. So
you were hoping for a curve here.
We're hoping everybody also fails. The thing is, like, the exam was open from yesterday through Sunday night. And pretty much everyone else in the class is taking it Sunday night because they want to study all weekend.
That's the smart move. I'm glad you didn't do that.
Yeah, I was like, I don't care. Let me just take it Friday evening, and then I have my whole weekend to sleep
to be sad about it. So it's Becca's birthday eve tonight.
Yep,
she's turning 19.
This comes 19. Out the day after my birthday. Yeah, I'm really excited to be 19.
Yeah, you can drink in Canada. That's right. Oh my god, you know, I went to Canada the year I turned 19. I did not drink. I thought about it. I saw Bare Naked Ladies in Toronto. They played like a 500 seat club. It was fantastic. And I was like, I could get a drink. And I said, no.
On my 21st birthday, I had an exam. And so the weekend before, my friends and I went to Windsor and drank that weekend. Which was great because it was like, it felt like my 21st birthday. Played some blackjack at the casino and drank some white wine.
White wine?
Yeah, I just, so like, I didn't want to spend my birthday studying. And like, I knew in the long term, it wouldn't make a big difference. Like, my grades matter in the sense that I need to get a B in order to graduate.
But you only need a C to be reimbursed, right?
Yeah, but if I fail the class,
there's levels of success.
Another class, yeah. There, so I need a B minus to get reimbursed, and I need a B to not be placed on academic probation. But the thing is, 2 years ago, I took a really hard class and got a B minus, and I was placed on academic probation. And I don't think you can be placed on it twice. So I think if you get it twice, they just kick you out.
There must be some
stuff.
Sort of appeal, though.
There might be. Like, the thing is, it's you can't have a semester GPA below a B. So, like, they make that rule assuming, like, if your average semester GPA is B minus, then you're doing poorly, like, in one thing. But when I only take one class a semester. So if I do poorly in that class.
In that one class.
You should be taking,
like, ceramics or something just to balance it.
I would if it was not $3,000 per class.
True. Just tell them if they try to kick you out, be like, listen, there's a panty right now, as Brandon calls it. So it's hard to do homework or concentrate or not just scream every day.
Yeah. Well, that was the other thing, too. I, like, when we scrolled up and looked at the people from last year that took this exam, they were like, oh, that was so hard. Like, I definitely failed and all this stuff. They all got a curve, so we're probably going to get a curve. Mm-hmm. But I did realize that the date range for that exam was, like, right as the world started to fall apart. So part of me had been hoping, like, maybe the exam actually isn't that bad. It's just that people were...
You know,
very
dealing
stressed,
with
but no,
some
it
stuff.
Was that bad.
Well, at this point, the world's worst been part... falling apart for a year, so you should be used to it.
Yeah. The worst part was that it felt really easy. Like, I cruised through it. I had time to, like, triple check all my answers. There were only 3 out of 30 that I was, like, positive I got wrong. The rest I was pretty sure were fine. So I thought I was going to get, like, at least a B, and I did not. not even close.
3 out of 30 were correct.
There were 16 out of 30 that I was positive were right because they were directly out of my notes. And based on my grade, those might have been some of the only ones that I got right.
So. You should have just taken notes on everything and then you would have had it. Dang it.
That's kind of what I did. I studied by rewatching all the lectures on double speed. And then my study sheet looks like the work of a serial killer. Mm-hmm. I wrote all of the lecture slides on it. And I'm glad I studied as much as I did because a lot of the material was from my study sheet. So, like, had I not studied that much, I probably would have really failed.
Even worse, yeah. You should take
now
a picture
of
your study sheet and then superimpose yourself on the front of it looking like what's his name from It's Always Sunny and share it in the memes for that class because I think they'd appreciate that.
Yeah. The Some demographic levity. For the course is, like, upper 30s men, mostly.
Oh, yeah.
So they all really appreciate, like, mediocre memes. They think I'm, like, the funniest person.
Just
it's
do
me
some
and
minion
one other
memes.
Guy. Yeah, it's me and one other guy that have been in a bunch of classes together, and we kind of shitpost in all the course channels.
You should send just the minion memes that you were sharing with the group the one night, the horrific ones. They're so funny.
Should we read those tonight?
Do you want to read some of them? I saved all of them in my iPhoto.
They're pretty great. Tonight is going to be... Should we explain this week? I mean, I guess we don't really know what's happening this week.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
we
a
don't
loose.
Plan anything, but it's real loose. We're staying loose.
We're staying loose this week because I just failed my fucking exam and I need to go drink some tequila. But first we're gonna hang out and then there might be a Kyle Bannis this week.
Ooh, I'd love to slide some Kyle in here.
Jess might pull some highlights from previous episodes.
Yeah, we'll see how long we run. Becca, because she failed and just wants to drink and is sad and, like, nothing's good in her life, said we have to do a short episode tonight, so.
In my defense, you are also cranky. So
I am cranky. I don't
fronts.
Know why. I had to tell Chris, I'm like, I don't know why, but I feel irritable and frustrated. Yeah. And I'm like, just real suddenly, but I had a headache too. So I drank more water and I took a headache pill and I scooted over to pay for my Invisalign. And that helped a little bit. Being on the scooter always helps. And then I'm going to go see Chris tonight because we are watching the WandaVision finale. I have managed to avoid spoilers all day. All day. And so we're going to watch that.
I have not watched any WandaVision.
I think you especially would want to watch it now that it's done. I shouldn't say you wouldn't want to watch it, but it's better to watch it now that it's done because the first couple episodes are pretty slow and I feel like you'd get irritated. But the fourth episode is where it really picks up.
It doesn't feel like my style.
Well, also you don't like Marvel stuff, so.
Right. And just like generally it doesn't feel like my style of TV show based on what I've seen. Not a big fan of, I don't know, most TV shows. My TV show selection is either things that are really silly or very serious. And this feels
like
it's in the middle.
Certainly somewhere in between, yeah. Which is more my speed. I like when it's serious, but also full of bullshit.
Yeah.
Because that's who I am.
I really want to watch season 4 of The Crown. Because I watched the first 2 seasons and they were getting kind of slow. Because it was just like Queen Elizabeth. Her whole job is to do fucking nothing. She's pretty useless. She's also kind of mean to her husband. Mm-hmm. Cool. We get it. She thinks she's hot shit because she's the queen. when you, really you give somebody
that title
anything.
And it goes right to their head.
Yeah, and but season four is about Princess Diana, which I'm fascinated by. I love the saga of Princess Diana. So, I've seen clips from season four, and I think I would enjoy it because it just seems like it's a bit faster paced. Nothing really happens in the first two seasons of The Crown.
That's true in British history too. The first two seasons were pretty boring, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. My morning was also very frustrating today. I've had a day. So.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear about my extended trip to the DMV?
Oh yeah, I do want to hear about that because you posted that picture. I thought my response was pretty good.
That was funny, and the thing was, the story was much worse than I even posted on Twitter, but I didn't want to feel complainy.
So now you're going to share it here on the podcast instead, as a smaller audience.
Yeah, this is a more intimate setting. Welcome. Mm. 3 weeks ago, no, more than 3 weeks ago, it was like right after David got here, so it would have been over a month ago, I realized that my license was going to expire on my birthday, and that was a Michigan license, so I was like, I need to go get Colorado driver's license. So I thought foolishly that it would be easy to find an appointment a month out. It was not. And also the UI of the Colorado DMV website is impossible. So rather than just showing you when the next available appointments are at all of the locations in the state, it showed you like a website with a bunch of tiles, and each tile was a city. Then you could click on the city, and then it would show you the calendar for that city's DMV. So I naturally,
so you'd have to know like which cities are near you.
Yeah. So I went in, you know, in trying to get a bigger and bigger radius. But I don't know Colorado that well. I don't know the geography. So I only know like Denver, Boulder, and like Fort Collins. And so I checked Denver first, booked all the way through end of April, of course. Boulder was the same thing. Then I started checking, like, there were some outer Denver, like, suburb ones. They were awful. So the closest one I found was Loveland, Colorado, which is an hour away. And the only appointment before my birthday was the day before my birthday at 8 a.m.
Oh, that was... So did you wake up at, like, 5 a.m.? To get there on time?
I got up at 6, and the thing is, I stayed up really late studying, because like there's like a bunch of studies that show that like if you study and then sleep, you're way more likely to remember something versus if you just try to study a bunch on the same day. Mm-hmm. So my philosophy is always like, I'm going to study as much as I can the day before, get some amount of sleep, and then try again.
That's why I always take naps when I'm in a class. Like immediately after I learn something new, I fall asleep so that I can commit it to my memory.
Yeah. Smart. Get those long-term memories. So I woke up at 6. I did get a McDonald's breakfast.
What did you get?
I got the classic, the number one, with an iced coffee.
Is that like an egg McMuffin or something?
Sugar-free sweetener. Yeah, the egg McMuffin.
I've been getting the chicken, the fried chicken on the biscuit. It's so good. I used to eat those every day when I worked at Borders because my lunchtime was 9 a.m. because I started at 5. And
oh, gross.
I gained a lot of weight. Yeah, it's terrible. Don't do that. Now I get them occasionally when I'm on my way back from Chris's. If I have to come back early in the morning, it's like a 80% chance I'm getting that biscuit and a hash brown.
Yeah, we really only eat fast food. Like, if we're doing a road trip, sometimes we'll get Popeyes. But anytime I get Popeyes, I feel like trash for, like, 2 days after. So
you don't count Chipotle as fast food, though?
No, because that's, like especially because my bowl is, like, cauliflower rice and, like, sofritas. So it's, like, just vegetables, right? Like,
it's fast casual.
So that at least is plants, right? But that was like my treat, my incentive to get up early was like, I'm going to get a McDonald's breakfast. So I drove an hour. I missed my exit because Waze, there was like construction. So one of the lanes was closed and Waze was like, take the exit to the left, which didn't exist. So I had to go to the next exit, turn around. So I was 15 minutes late and I don't know anything about this area. It's like rural Colorado. It was like a cute little town, but it was in the middle of nowhere.
And, it was Littleton, Colorado?
Get to the DMV. That is a place. I get to the DMV. I check in for my appointment. Go up to the thing. And I had, like, triple checked the things that I needed to bring. Because they sent me an email with the stuff that I needed to bring. Which was 2 forms of ID and 2 forms of proof of residence. So I had printed out my lease and I printed out my utility statement. And I brought my ID and I brought my passport. And I immediately get to the desk and I hand the guy my stuff. I'm like, I need a Colorado driver's license. And he was like, we need something that proves your social security number. And I was like, what? And he was like, we need a social security card or a birth certificate. And I was like, you know where those are? In a safe in my parents' basement in Michigan. And he was like, well, we can also do a W-2 or
I was
going to
say, you can pull it from your work.
Do you know what Cisco censors on our W-2s, our social security numbers?
Swear words?
They put X's over all the numbers except for the last three.
Really?
But yeah. And I had a panic moment. Well, first, so the guy was like, you have to leave and you have to print these things. And you have to come back. And I was like, I live an hour away. So that is, like, that isn't going to happen. He was like, there's a Kinko's down the street. So I went to, or it was a FedEx. I go to the FedEx and then I'm like, I think my Cisco password is expired. And so, like, how am I going to get my W-2? It turns out it's not expired because I let it expire a year ago by like a week. And so it doesn't expire until next Friday. So I was saved by last year.
You're going to cost us $35, Rebecca.
So last year, me's incompetence saved my ass today. So I was able to print out, but the W-2 for this year doesn't have our social security number on it.
I just looked at mine. You're right. It doesn't.
Yeah. The 2019 one does. So I printed both thinking like they'll see that the last 4 digits match and it'll be fine. I go back and then I get back to the DMV. It was like 2 blocks away. And I go to check in. I was like, I was just here. Like, and I was missing a document. Like, can I get back up to the desk? And the lady was like, well, no, now you have to wait with the other people who don't have appointments. And I was like, but I had an appointment. Like, so then I had to wait like 15 minutes. It wasn't that bad.
Oh, okay.
It was like
that's 15
minutes.
Bad.
Well, because it was first thing in the morning still. And I go up to the desk. It's a different lady now. They've like assigned me to a random lady. And I was like, I need a Colorado driver's license. And she was like, well, the lady at the front desk checked you in as needing a renewal. And I was like, well, that is incorrect. I had an appointment to get a license. I was missing a document. I've come back with that document. And then I hand her all my stuff. And she's like, well, the document with your social security number has to be within the last year. And I was like, that's not going to be possible because, as you can see, it is censored. But you can see that the last 4 digits match the one from last year that has the full number. And she was like, all right, whatever. And then she goes, the lease copy to prove your residence has to be the original signed copy. And I was like, I feel like you're making this up. Like, none of this can possibly be real.
They've
so
got a list
like,
of ways
please.
To block you.
At this point, I started just like pulling out my stops as like a distressed white woman. Mm-hmm. I was like, I drove here from an hour away. There's nothing I can do. My license expires tomorrow. Like, please help me. So she goes and gets her supervisor and he's like, whatever, it's fine.
Yeah, they don't actually care.
I know. So it's like this lady was on a power trip or something. She just wanted to like ruin my fucking day. Mm-hmm. So then while this is happening, a woman in the like station next to me is also getting her driver's license. And they have like the same sheet behind all of the attendees that has the like letters on it. And everyone's supposed to read the same row just to be like, can you see 10 feet in front of you? And I think the letters were like EFJMKB or
spoilers.
Something. And she just goes, I'm making this up, but like, let's say it's EFJMKB. She goes like BIKNOP. And the lady was just like, okay.
Sounds
and then
good.
Proceeded.
Close enough.
I was just standing there amazed. I was like, she got most of them wrong, and she just
were they making her do it without
license.
Glasses or something? Because I've had them.
No,
when I've gone.
No, she
like,
was wearing her
glasses.
Glasses.
Like, why would I do it without my glasses? I never take these off unless I'm in bed.
They asked me like, do you drive always with your glasses? And I was like, I have to put them on the moment I awake, or else I cannot see in front of me.
And they're like,
so
I just need a yes or no, please, Miss Lynch.
Yeah. They're like, you're being hostile. So
we got a live one.
I'm just, so here I am like, oh, I only brought the first 10 pages of my lease instead of the 30 pages that have a signature, and they're not going to give me a license. Meanwhile, this woman next to me is blind, and they're just going to let her drive out of here.
She read some letters. I don't, you know, don't drag her down with you. You're poor planning.
The funny thing was the person that was doing her eye test, like, she read them and they were like, no, the row with the arrow. And she was like, yeah. And then she confidently said the same letters again. And I was like, oh. And they were just like, okay. And then they just moved on.
She was smart. She would have memorized it while she was waiting so that she could walk up there and just,
that's,
you know,
the
recite
thing.
It.
It's the same ones for all. So you can just hear people reciting it throughout the DMV. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how could she have gotten this wrong?
Some people are just special like that.
So then they tell me to go wait by the camera and say they'll call my name. And so I go sit down. And then some other girl comes and sits down. And she gets called up before me. And then another guy comes and sits down, and he gets called up before me. And then it happens one more time. And then I'm like, I'm about to lose my fucking mind. At this point, I've been there for 2 hours. After I had to drive to Kinko's and come back.
This is so funny. So
they finally call me up, and then they like have to do my fingerprint thing. And it kept not working. Like I'm a cyborg or something. It kept erroring out. And at one point, the woman just like held my finger down. She was like, no, you have to hold it down harder. And I was like, ma'am, I've had a day.
Well, I appreciate this level of human contact after a year. It's not going to work.
And then I had to go smile for my dumb fucking picture.
Is it bad? I cannot wait to see how bad it is.
No, it's actually fine. It's actually quite fine. I have a temporary license until they give me my real one. But the temporary one does look like a real one. It's just like folded in half paper.
That's what mine is. Well, that's what I got when I got mine here in California.
That's me. There I am after my fucking ordeal.
Are you doing a center part there?
Yeah, I've been doing a center part for like 6 months.
Oh, because you think you're cool.
It just looks better with my face.
Mm. I don't know
what
could save that.
It's what all the Gen Z kids
face.
Are telling me to do.
I know. Chris and I have, I think we might have talked about it in our episode, but like the wider legged pants are back in and center parts. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, thank you. I'm going to keep dressing how I like. I did get
those. I think the center part thing is very dependent on the face structure. It doesn't work for everybody.
David could not pull it off. I have those overalls I sent you and Taylor a picture of, and no one said anything, but they're wider legs. And I was like, okay, I'm trying this. I'm going to try to not
they
wear
look
skinny
good.
Jeans. I love them. Chris really liked them. And that's really all I care about is, you know, do they want to see my ass? So that worked.
Nice. I only have skinny jeans. I guess I need to branch out more. Well, no, I think
skinny
my ones
jeans
that have
leggings.
Holes in them are called a boyfriend cut.
Mm.
They're like,
because
like
you murdered
loose.
A boyfriend and stole the pants.
No, they're just like roughly the
they're
cut
just
of
straight
men's
legs.
Jeans,
yeah,
but
they're...
with a tight waist. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah, and then when I was driving home, I really had to pee because this had been a 3-hour ordeal and I'd gotten a big iced coffee on my drive. And I made the mistake of, I got in my car, I plugged in my phone, CarPlay comes up, and it immediately opens Apple Maps and is like, would you like to drive home? And I just click yes. So like,
it drove you to Michigan.
Little did I know that my phone still thinks that home is the condo that I haven't lived in for 4 years.
That's your fault for not updating your contact information.
Let me call Tim Apple about that one.
Timothy Apple? Because
Google Maps
question.
Figured out after like a month of me being here that home is this apartment. But so... And
Apple
I didn't,
would see
it didn't show me an ETA
location.
Because it's Apple Maps. It didn't show me an ETA, so I'm just driving it as we get on some country road towards like 70 I-80 or whatever the one that goes to Iowa is. I'm like, I think I'm facing the wrong direction. And then I check and I zoom out the map and then I keep zooming it out and keep zooming it out. And it's like, you're driving to Michigan. You'll arrive in 18 hours. I want to die.
So I guess what I'm hearing in this whole story is that you did this to yourself.
It was a lot of my own mistakes. And then I failed my exam. So.
You should post an Am I the Asshole about you doing this to yourself. Like, was past me an asshole?
Am I the asshole for mistreating myself so horribly?
I like the memes I see sometimes where someone is yelling at themselves in the mirror and they're like, shut up, that's me you're talking about. Don't be rude to me. That's the attitude I feel like you have. But so you got everything done, though. You made it home.
I do, yeah, and I do have a license, although I'm pretty sure I was, like, clicking on a screen while she was finalizing it.
Oh, no.
And I was just, like, it had me confirm my info, so it was, like, blue eyes, blonde hair, clicky yes, and then the next screen pops up, and I just clicked yes really quickly, because I just thought they were all going to be yeses, and I'm pretty sure that screen said, is your license currently suspended in another state? And I think I clicked yes, but then they gave me a license anyway.
Yeah, they don't care.
So I don't know what's going to happen there, but
you still we'll have see. Your. They should be able to look it up. I would think there must be some system where they can look at that.
You'd think that if you clicked yes on that, they would like stop the process. And
yeah,
be
they'd
like,
hold up. We've got some questions. Just real quick.
But they still gave me my license, so. I have a Colorado license. I'm done with my exam. I'm glad I didn't wait until Sunday night to take it because now it's over and mm-hmm. I can just chill tomorrow, which is my birthday.
Last year for your birthday, we were on the cruise preparing yep. to die. I think that was the night we all threw up, right? Like we tried to eat and we were like, we can't possibly eat right now.
That was the second night. I think we all got sick. No, we all got sick the night after Mexico. I think we were all, yeah, I think we were all fine. My birthday was the day we were in Key West.
I think I got sick that night. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, maybe then.
Because there were two nights that were bad.
Okay.
At any rate, is this birthday better or worse than the one on the cruise?
Well, I really loved Key West. I think there was kind of a sinking feeling at this point. At that point that things were starting to get bad, I remember being on the cruise and, like, we were just using hand sanitizer all the time because we thought that would, like, save us.
Problem solved.
Yeah. And, I mean, in hindsight, like, most of the things that we did on the cruise were outdoors. Like, you know, dining on the deck and, like, hanging out in the pool and, like, you really were only indoors with, like, a large group when you were, like, in the dinner hall or whatever. But yeah, my birthday, I like in my mind, it's kind of the last normal day that we all had. I mean, Mexico was the day after, which was fun. I liked watching all the men get their nipples tweezed by the
bartender.
That
was hilarious. I should have taken a video of that.
And then she honked my boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Jess paid for all of us to get shots from this shot
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, so she came up and I was like, I'm not drinking because I'm pretty sure I had thrown up or something. Or I drank too much the night before. I was like, I don't want to drink right now. And so this shot girl comes up and she's got like a whistle and a tray full of shots. And so
she's not saying anything. She's just blowing her whistle in everybody's face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's fairly empty. It was not busy or loud where we were. So it was just so much at that moment.
We were on a patio just hanging out, looking out at the ocean, eating nachos.
Beautiful.
And she
the
just
sun
comes
was
up
setting.
Like, burr, 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 burr. And she has this jug of liquor that's not labeled. And she has these like plastic shot cups. And that I remember distinctly remember David taking his shot and being like, that's how I'm going to get coronavirus. From like
and he
using
was right.
a shared shot glass.
So he we didn't know though that after you do the shot, because I bought them all shots, I was like, whatever, get them shots. She would get behind you and do like a little whistle and dance thing and then reach around to your chest. And for the guys, she would grab their nipples and like twist and stuff.
And while she pinched their nipples, she blew the whistle. So it was like, bah, 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 yeah. And she's pinching their nipples. But then when it got to me, I was last. And she like reaches her hands around and just grabs my boobs and then jiggles them in an alternating motion. While she blew her whistle.
What was the best part for me?
And I was just like, oh my God.
The best part was watching it happen, I think, to Ben first. And then Alex yes. and David and you. And just, you all knew it was coming. And you were just kind of like, oh no. Oh no.
What do you do at that point? You can't, I mean, I don't know if she spoke English. Like, she didn't say a word. She just started pouring shots and touching us.
I handed
us,
her a credit card and you were all harassed. It was perfect. That was my birthday.
In hindsight, that was like our last physical contact from somebody outside of our like pod.
Was that really? I feel like we must have hugged or something when I was there in July, didn't we? Maybe not you and me.
I don't think so. What was I gonna say? Yeah, so like we didn't know at the time. I mean, nobody knew how bad COVID was gonna be. I knew
it's gonna be bad, and you were all like, let's
nobody knew how it spread, right? So like we were on the cruise, we brought like disinfectant wipes at the point where like things started to not take off, but there were like, I don't know, a couple dozen cases in the U.S. It was like the day before we were gonna leave on the cruise, so we were like, we brought hand sanitizer and we brought disinfectant wipes. We were like, we'll be fine. Now in hindsight, it's like, this is just a disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah, I remember talking about before we left and saying, should we actually do this? This corona thing seems pretty bad. And I know the night before we went to that Brazilian steakhouse and Ashwin and I like clinked our little beers and said, no corona here, because we both ordered coronas and I don't know. I was worried, but it was kind of very far away, but it was like hanging above everything.
It was also something that not many people had died from at that point in the US, right? So we kind of had an understanding of like, we might end up getting like quarantine on our cruise ship. We might get this virus, but like at that point it was kind of understood like it's like the flu. It'll be fine. And it wasn't until the wave like really hit the US and we realized that hospitals didn't know how to treat this that we realized that it was a big, big mistake to have gone on that cruise.
I do remember the panic you and David had getting off the cruise and then going home.
David had really bad anxiety for like a full week. He didn't work. He was just having like constant panic attacks, and I saw a tweet the other day that was like, when was the moment you knew that this was going to get really bad? And a lot of people didn't. A lot of people just kind of like, it kept kind of getting progressively worse. And they were like, oh, this is worse than I thought. But he had like a visceral moment when we were in the Uber on the way home from the airport where he was like, we need to like go get groceries. We need to like hoard supplies. Like there's about, he was like, wait, like, what if everyone loses power? Like you thought we were gonna get like looted. There was like, it was real fear. And
I do remember that because I feel like we did a lot of meetings, not meetings, like hangouts or whatever, online to try and be like, let's be calm and chill. But then you would tell me, so David is in the bathroom screaming or something like that, you know.
He was never screaming, but like it just like, at a certain point, like somebody's in a headspace where nothing you tell them is going to make anything any better. So you just kind of have to.
Thought spiral.
Yeah, so you have to find like a distraction. So I think that was when we played a lot of Mario Kart. But like there would be nights when we'd do like two races and he'd just be like, I need to stop and like be done.
That picture of all of us standing on the globe in Mario Kart saying, I'm a little nervous.
That was, yep.
Quarantine be like.
Yep.
That was funny.
But I think that did set us up for minor success, because then when everybody in like late March, early April was freaking out and was like, oh no, this is really bad, we were like, we're just chilling.
Yeah, we know. Like, we've got all our Kirkland signature vodka ready to go.
We've got a Costco pack of toilet paper. We mm-hmm. got a lot of water.
We can shit
ready.
8 times a day for 13 years. Never run out.
We lucked out because we had gone to Costco like a month before the cruise and gotten like 2 packs of toilet paper. So we were set for like months. And everybody else was like, we have no toilet paper. That wasn't even a thing for us. It's just weird to look back on it a year later. Because now we're kind of, I mean, at this point, people have really like adjusted. It's still hard, but it's like
depends
I
on
think
the people.
It's gonna be yeah I think it's gonna be a weird adjustment going back to normal, because now we're at a point where, according to our pal Joe Biden, everyone's gonna be vaccinated by the end of May, which is sooner than expected, and really when you look at the history of like vaccines, kind of a miracle turnaround. Like, this has never happened before. So it is exciting, but I'm ready to get that good vaccine.
Yeah. Stab me.
Poke me.
Poke me, daddy. Vaccine daddy.
We're signed up to get like, notified when we're eligible. We like put in all our info with the,
yeah,
oops,
I did
with
too.
The Denver health system. And, they're going to tell us when we can get it, which won't be for a while. We're in the very last phase. I would have thought that asthma would have qualified me to get it
I thought
sooner.
So, too. I thought that's, like, I swear in Michigan that's one of the pre-existing conditions. My mom gets ahead of the line a little bit because she's a smoker, which I think is kind mm-hmm. of, it's amusing to me that something you're doing to destroy your body gets you ahead of the line, but, you know, it's a higher risk.
But
rate,
asthma
so.
Doesn't.
Yeah. My weight technically bumps me up, too. So I don't know what'll go on for me, but, yeah, I'm ready. Do you want, should we take, it's been about 35 minutes. Do you want to take a break and come back and do a post or two, or what's your plan here?
We can just go right through. We can just, you know, we can do a post.
Okay. We're I loose. Pulled a couple just to have something just in case here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You want to send them over?
No.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I will.
Okay, thanks.
I pulled some that are a little bit older. Give me a sec.
I had the idea that we would just do really weird ones this week because it's been a weird week.
I picked, I searched for like birthday just because, you know, that was the theme in my head. Because Becca kept saying, let's have a theme, but then did not define the theme. And so I assumed the
theme
is birthday.
My theme was let's do really, really weird ones.
That's not a theme. That's just an idea.
Okay.
Anyway, right. I just sent one. I haven't read it yet, but there is an update, so it should be good for something.
And it's about birthdays?
I don't know.
Birth. Let me search. Control F. Birthday. It has nothing to do with birthdays.
Okay, then I don't know. This is what I got.
All right. Well,
do
I'm
you
ready.
Want to read it or do you want me to read it?
I'll read it.
Great.
Am I the asshole for telling my boyfriend he's a bad person? Probably not. Hi, sorry for any bad formatting, as I'm on mobile. So recently, my boyfriend got some dental trays for his teeth done. Molds of your teeth. I've had those. Those are so gross. Which can be used to put product in to whiten your teeth. He's done this before, but lost his last set of trays. So went somewhere new to get some new trays done. My boyfriend told me that when going to pick up his dental trays, the receptionist just gave him the trays without asking for the payment of them. Oh, I have read this one.
I haven't heard this one.
Okay.
From
he then took the
ago.
Trays. Yeah, I remember reading this one a while ago. He took the trays and left, knowing he had not paid for them. The receptionist called shortly after he left and explained that a mistake was made. Could he please come back and pay for the trays or pay over the phone? My boyfriend lied, saying he was adamant he had already paid before picking the trays up, and it wasn't his fault that they had no record of him paying. And then he didn't keep his receipt to prove it to them. He was pretty vocal to me about not wanting to pay for the dental trays if he didn't have to, and that it was the receptionist's mistake and on her. What sparked our argument about this was a car journey where he answered the phone to the manager of the dental practice, who was following up with the call with the receptionist. My boyfriend continued with his lie that he had already paid. It was not his problem that they could not provide proof of this. It is your problem.
That's now, on you, bro.
Something about witnessing him lie so easily to this man really bothered me. It bothered me that he didn't care if the receptionist may get into serious trouble or even lose her job over this mistake, or that he wasn't losing out by paying as he would have paid for the product in normal circumstances. After the call, which didn't reach any resolution, I told him it was very uncomfortable for me to hear and witness. He's a bad person for lying like that when he knows full well it was likely an honest mistake and he got a product he didn't pay for. My boyfriend's now giving me the silent treatment and seems really hurt that I called him a bad person. He says most people would avoid paying for something if they didn't have to. Am I the asshole? Should I apologize? No, you're not the asshole.
So no, this not is a the red asshole. Flag. Yeah, I mean, like, I told Chris when we started dating, like, that I was a really good liar. And I said, but I honestly don't do it to people I care about unless it's for a joke. So I'm like, I know I could do it. And this is the kind of stuff when I was an asshole, I probably would have done. I would have been like, oh, no, I totally paid for those and just gone with it. And I feel like that's such a bad thing. And if you love somebody or trust them or whatever, to see the ease with which they lie and manipulate others is like, are you doing that to me?
Yes.
You're always going to wonder that. There is an update, though. I just sent the post to you.
I have told white lies in front of David, but they've always been in situations where I've told him in advance I'm going to
that you were
gonna
lie.
Tell this. Yeah.
Like and that time you allegedly killed somebody, and you're like, David, I'm going to tell him I did not murder that person.
Just so you're aware.
Yeah, I don't want you to rat us out here.
Yeah, yeah, but this is not a white lie. This is stealing. And also, he's just wrong. Like, he says it's not his fault that they have no record of him, / he didn't keep his receipt. I mean, this is truly, like, you stealing from a store, the store catching you on camera, calling you, and you being like, nah, I paid for that. It's not my fault. You can't prove it. Like,
there are alternative
facts, it is his fault,
Rebecca,
that he doesn't have a receipt. Like, you need a receipt or else come back and pay for them or just give them back, right? Like, okay, there's an update that Jess just sent me.
Yeah, this is going to be pretty good. I've just read the first tiny bit and I'm so excited.
I'm excited. I spoke to the manager of the dental practice. I explained that my boyfriend had been open to me about not paying and that he doesn't plan to. The manager said a letter was already on the way demanding the payment, and if boyfriend fails to pay, then court proceedings will begin. He was thankful that I called and knew it was their mistake, but surprised by my boyfriend's attempts to argue with him. That's a good result for now. I didn't plan on telling my boyfriend, as I wanted to end it. There have been too many red flags. Yep. So I decided I couldn't ever truly trust him. I didn't want to add fuel to the fire. But before I got to end our relationship in person, I learned another painful lesson. Recently, my boyfriend's laptop broke. This was fine as it was old and he can't work from home anyway. He sells cars. Oh my God. Of course he's a car salesman.
Shady.
That's so perfect.
I've listened to the episode of That American Life with them. They're bad people.
Yes. Yes. So he's used my laptop. Earlier this week, I'm on my laptop working and go to check personal emails, except my boyfriend's email was still logged in when I opened the webpage. I go to log out, but saw the most recent 30-ish emails were all from the same person, a girl. This was weird, as who emails like that to converse with anyone? I know it was an invasion of privacy, but I clicked on the emails. Girl, I would have too. I absolutely would have. I deduced that this was a girl from his work. They were emailing because her phone was broken. Emailing him from her work email during the day was an easy way for them to still talk. The emails were flirtatious. They mentioned dates they'd been on. He'd clearly been to her house. They'd spent lunch breaks together, and she thought he was single. The more I read, the more enraged I became. What if I had never clicked the email? After considering where I could bury him, I decided to remain calm. I called my manager to tell her what I just learned. She's super cool and told me to take the afternoon. That's a chill manager. It's like, just... yeah, go deal with this.
Go send called. Fire.
I then called an emergency locksmith. Oh shit. Packed up my boyfriend's stuff. He alternates between staying at mine and with his mom. Except for his PS5 that I bought him for his 25th birthday last month. When this purge of my boyfriend left with When this purge of my boyfriend from my life was ready, I text him, I know about S, the other woman. Our relationship is over. Your things are on the doorstep. You must transfer me money for XYZ. Please don't ever contact me again. And I blocked him on everything. Yes, good job. 20 minutes later, a barrage of knocks are at my doors. He's pleading to be let in to talk about it. I can see him, but I stay silent where he can't see me. He was on his knees crying, begging, pleading for me to not leave him. Whether they were crocodile tears or not, my heart ached. After some time, he left with his stuff. I felt relief and had a good cry, but I doubt that's the last I'll ever hear from him. I feel heartbroken and stupid. An enormous thank you to all of you who said his behavior was revealing of his character / what he's capable of. I will apply the same vigilance to future partners. I know this is a dodged bullet, but it hurts like hell. To clarify some things, I kicked him out of my house. I own it. He's never paid anything towards it and has no documentation linking him to my house. Nice. He alternates between staying at my house and his mother's, with his mother's being his official and primary residence. Weirdly, some of you were really focused on the fact that I kept the PS5, but I paid for it, have the receipts, and it never left my home. I feel like retracting this gift he's had a little over a week as an asshole tax is morally justified after he's been a 5 times asshole. I think they'd be very different comments if this was the other way around and he'd just given me an engagement ring and then found out I was cheating not even 2 weeks later. Yeah, it'd be mine under the jurisdiction of a gift, but is it morally right that I get to keep the ring? Probably not. Get the sense half of the comments come from the fact that the console is a hard find at the moment, but I just pre-ordered it like everyone else who got one. Some are interested in whether I'm selling it. I'm undecided because on top of everything, my ex still owes me a sizable amount of money, so it depends on whether he decides to be an asshole with a cherry on top and not pay me back. I noted down the email of the girl my ex was cheating in case I ever wanted to contact her directly. I was thinking of constructing a message explaining everything and assuring her I'm not bitter towards her, that it's up to her what she wants to do with that info. Yeah.
Good for you. I love a happy ending.
This is great. That's a great ending.
That is why I picked it, was because it had an update. Yeah, keep the PS5. Play Spider-Man. It's such a good game. And Final Fantasy Remake gets an upgrade in July or something. I don't know. That's going to be good, too.
Spider-Man game is fun. I don't even like to do the plot. I just like to swing around.
Swing around and punch
I've never
people.
Been to New York City, so that's as close as I get.
Mm-hmm. It's basically the same. It's not one-to-one, though. I wish
it's
were
pretty.
One-to-one.
It's pretty close from what David has told me. He likes to swing over to the Columbia campus and like walk around.
Places he knows. He's like, to be back in the city.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, that woman was clearly not the asshole, but I'm glad the red flags were recognized. And clearly we dug deeper here and found a deep vein of assholism.
Yeah. Yeah. As to whether or not to reach out to the girl, I don't think so. I think that...
Because what if she doesn't know about this and he goes to her and then starts a relationship or whatever? Like... He's still an asshole, so you don't
she
think
she surely
it's...
knows. I think she surely knows, but I'm just.
She said
I
in
mean...
the emails made it look like he was single. Like she seemed to think he was single, so.
I don't.
So
know.
He's already lying to her. Why let him keep doing that?
I feel like I'd be in the point where I just would want to completely remove this person from my life, and meddling in their new shitty relationship. It's just gonna, you know, and there is the angle of like you want to do the right thing by this other girl, but she could also like he could also just be like, oh no, that's just my psycho ex, like she's crazy, and then the other girl will be like, oh yeah, you're just jealous. Like
I still feel like she should say something, because then that's up to the other person to take it or leave it or believe it or not. But
sure, maybe just like one email. Like,
yeah, I wouldn't start like a dialogue, although I'm sure there's like an LGBT movie out there where they start talking and end up together. That'd
that
be the
was
happiest
a...
ending.
Oh my god, no, that was a Reddit post that I saw once. It was a did we read this? Where no, what was this? Maybe it was
a dream.
I don't know, but it was the story of a guy who had kids with another woman, cheated on her, left her, and then had kids with another woman, and then something, she found out that he was cheating by virtue of the ex-wife contacting her and being like, he's a cheater. He's probably still doing it. You should check his emails. And then those two started talking, and now they are married. And the kids
I do
all
remember
live
hearing about that. You might have told me about it. I don't remember. It's
I think
possible.
It was like an r/relationships thing where, yeah. I think it was like,
you probably shared it.
I think it was
chat.
Like, is it weird that I invite my ex-husband to our family Christmas or something? Because he was like all of the kids' dads and like both of their ex-husband.
Yeah. So it's a little weird, but I don't know. Make it work.
Yeah. Co-parenting.
Yeah. Good work, everybody. Nice. Do you want to do another one, or do you feel good about our episode today?
I mean, if we're going to have some Kay Bannis in here, I feel like...
We should leave room.
I feel like our work is done.
Yeah. I'll let them know that we carved out time special. So if you're listening right now to this and you don't hear Kyle either in the middle or after or something, you know, just shoot him a message on Twitter at Kay Bannis. Tell him he's a jerk. But if you do hear him, tell him you loved his segment and you can't wait to hear more. He'll like the encouragement.
I hope everyone enjoyed my miserable DMV story.
I did. What a way to start your birthday weekend.
I know.
Maybe it's you'll like, get into a car accident tomorrow.
It was like at each step, it was comical how wrong each thing went.
Mm-hmm.
The only way it could have been better is if I had slept through the appointment. But then that wouldn't have been that bad because then I would have gotten extra sleep. So,
that's true. You should sleep in tomorrow.
Tomorrow we're going to relax. We're going to walk downtown because we realized we haven't gone downtown Denver the whole time we've lived here. Mm-hmm. We're going to walk downtown and try to find like a nice place to get like coffee, bagels, hang out.
Yeah.
We're going to walk around some more and then find like a patio to eat at.
Just like somebody's patio
really
at their house
like...
or?
Yeah. Sit on somebody's front porch and make them feed us.
Like, I don't know. It looked cozy. It's my birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. The COVID numbers in Colorado right now are really low. And so we feel safe to eat at outdoor places again. They're pretty bad for a while, but they're back down and a lot of people are vaccinated now. So
yeah,
that's how it's like here almost 20%.
I've been eating outside.
Almost 20%
again.
Of the population here has at least one vaccine. So mm-hmm. Starting to feel safer, but we wouldn't eat inside until we're vaccinated.
That could be us someday.
And then I've just had such a stressful couple weeks with like school and also work. Somehow work was really, really stressful this week. So all I wanted for my birthday was to like be in bed by like 4 p.m. and watch movies and just relax.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what I want.
That sounds so nice. You get Buffalo yeah. Wild Wings, you're just eating them in the bed. 60 wings.
We are shopping for a new duvet cover, so.
Oh, might as well wing it up on this one.
Yeah, yeah. This is going to be our guest room duvet cover, so okay. It's a cheap one.
Get something, no, I want something nice for when I visit. I want to feel like angels are covering my nude body.
It's really soft. It's just inexpensive. It's like, it's very soft. It's just not, we're going to splurge on like a nice linen duvet cover.
How big is the bed going to be in the guest bedroom?
A queen. Good. We're going to do a Murphy bed for the guest bedroom.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah, so that's going to be David's office, which will, it looks, we found one that looks kind of like a bookcase, but it folds down and it's a Murphy bed. So
I'm really excited when I come visit to see if we can fold it up with me on the bed.
Yeah. And then my office is the smaller one. And I think that's just going to have a love seat. We're going to try to find like a love seat that pulls out to a full size bed, just in case we ever have more than two guests. But we might also just go with like a regular love seat and then have an air mattress. Because sometimes like a nice air mattress is more comfortable than a pullout couch, honestly.
Yeah, I think the difference is like the pullout couches can have the metal bars and crap in there, like right where your back is. And then those are weird.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to sleeping in all of your beds.
Yeah. I'm so excited. We were kind of stressed about moving, and I was like, why don't we just see if Jess wants to come help us move, and then it'll be more fun. We can all hang out. So
that will be more fun. I'm excited, too, and Chris is going to come for part of the time.
Yeah.
They're not going to stay the whole time, but it'll be nice so that you can meet them, and we can all drink together. And
yep.
pen can. You'll help us. I'm really excited.
Some heavy furniture.
I might. We'll see. My back hurts. So.
You drive all that way and then you show up and you're like, you guys are doing a great job. I can't lift anything. I actually have a doctor's note.
Yeah, so. I brought a note from my doctor. I tripped.
Oh, I guess I didn't tell
my toe.
The last that the podcast people heard was that we were touring this nice three bedroom. We did get the apartment. It's a townhome. There were like 15 other people that applied and we won. So very
rolled
excited.
In there. They showed off David, just David, not his money or anything, but just a picture of him. And then they moved the picture and his face was behind it. And they're like, oh,
we almost didn't get it because David was overly modest about his like buyout money. We told the guy, like, he wanted to know about our employment situation, and David told him he worked for a small startup. So the guy was understandably nervous.
Wrote nope really big.
Yeah, so after the showing, I emailed him to basically be like, we have money. Like, it's not, it's even if
I
he lost
you.
His job today, we would be okay. And so that, I think, sealed the deal, and then we got the
nice.
Apartment, which was...
But yeah,
we're
I'm
very
excited,
excited to
come visit, to do a good hike, stay
yeah.
for a couple weeks, you know, just
a nice
be somewhere
spring
else.
Hike.
And
it'll yeah,
be,
you've never been to
it'll
Colorado.
Be like when I visited, no, I haven't. It'll be like when I visited Ann Arbor last year, except I won't have a wedding to go to. I will just get to hang out the whole time.
Well, and Colorado is much cooler. There's mountains.
I like Ann Arbor. I miss the food there. We were talking today at work about Old Town, because I really like the burgers there.
There is exceptional food here. I
there
will
better
say
be.
Back the on. Options.
There's I saw there's that
here.
Subway that's real close, so.
Jess is going to sample all of the local Subways.
Yeah. You got to compare, because some of them don't have Italian dressing. None of the Subways out here have Italian dressing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's like that everywhere else, but I'm going state by state to find out, so.
Yeah, that has been my favorite thing so far, is just the food. The like takeout options are all super, super good.
Yeah, I am excited to try some local stuff. Always
good.
On the lookout for a bowl of pho, Korean barbecue.
There's one right by our
There's
house.
There's outdoor hot pot at all. I love that.
There's hot pot here. I looked.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I don't know that it's outdoor though, so.
If we knock the windows out, it's more outdoor than it was before. No, I'm going to bring my hot pot so we can make hot pot there.
Yeah, great.
Excited. All right, well, I've got stuff to do. I got to celebrate your birthday, so
that's right. You're selling
today.
You're celebrating today privately.
Yeah, this is. Privately. I don't want to be super social about it. Like, this is something just deeply that I feel I need to do for myself. So.
It's a very spiritual day for you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I put all my pictures of you up, and I just light a fire, and I put my hand near the fire but not in it, just to test. How much do I care?
Mm-hmm.
And if I can get my hand in there, then I know I care.
Well, great.
I'll send you pictures.
Okay. I can't wait.
Great.
All right. I'm going to go drink away my pain from this exam.
Oh, cool. I'm going to go eat a roast chicken at Chris's and watch WandaVision.
Nice.
Cool. Goodbye forever.
Goodbye, everybody.